about. Bill and Harry exchanged glances. Then Harry snickered loudly, apparently amused by Russ's attitude.
You just wait till you see her yourself, he said again.
What do you mean I can't use my American Express card here? Taylor Manning demanded of the clerk at the small store. I could use this card in Kodiak, Alaska.
I'm really sorry, the older woman said. But as far as I know, no one in town takes American Express.
Shaking her head, Taylor pulled her Visa card from her wallet and set it on the counter. I'll use this one instead. She pushed her chocolate brown hair over her shoulder and looked around. This situation was becoming embarrassing. Taylor had used her meager savings to rent the house. She'd gone shopping for some kitchen things she was going to need, thinking she could use her credit card and pay for them when it was more convenient. She was grateful there were only two other people in the store, a cowboy and his daughter. No, Taylor decided on second thought. The teenage girl was too old to be his daughter, but too young to be his girlfriend.
I'm very sorry, but we don't take Visa either.
You don't take Visa? Taylor echoed in shocked disbelief.
Everyone takes Visa. No one in Cougar Point, the woman said apologetically.
Taylor smiled blandly.
Then what do you take? Cash would work.
Taylor rummaged through her purse, drawing out a checkbook. She studied the meager balance and sighed inwardly. I don't suppose you take out-of-state checks, do you? Don't answer that, she said quickly. Anyone who doesn't honor American Express or Visa isn't going to take a check from a Seattle bank. She stared down at the few items longingly and made her decision. I'll simply put everything back and wait until the checks come through from my new account. She'd also have to wait until she deposited her first pay 2 weeks from now, but she didn't feel announcing that was necessary.
I'm really sorry, miss.
Taylor nodded. No problem, she murmured, and even managed a respectable smile. She turned, nearly colliding with the cowboy she'd noticed earlier. Oh, sorry, she said, slipping past him.
Just a minute. Did I hear you mention Seattle?
His voice was deep and masculine. Without giving her a chance to respond, he added,
You wouldn't happen to be Taylor Manning, would you?
Yes. How'd you know? Not that she should be surprised. Folks had been introducing themselves all week, telling her how pleased they were that she'd accepted the teaching assignment in their town. Setting his black Stetson farther back on his head, the rancher explained.
The kid mentioned something about you this morning over breakfast.
The kid?
Harry Donovan.
Taylor didn't recall meeting any youngster by that name, but there'd been so many names and so many faces that she'd long since lost track. The cowboy smiled, and their eyes held for a moment. His reaction hinted at curiosity, but for her part, Taylor had no feelings one way or the other. Oh, he was good-looking enough. His head was covered with a crisp black Stetson. All the men in town seemed to wear them. His dark hair curled along the nape of his sun-bronzed neck, as if he'd delayed getting a haircut a couple of weeks too long. He was tall, easily 6'3", and he wore tight-fitting blue jeans and a plaid shirt beneath a thick denim jacket.
Mabel, the rancher said, looking past Taylor. This is the new school teacher.
Well, for goodness sake, miss, why didn't you come right out and say so?
Without a second's delay, the clerk reached beneath the counter and brought out a tablet and started listing the items Taylor had wanted to purchase. Does this mean you'll accept my American Express? My Visa? My check?
No, I feel bad about that. But most of the commercial people in these parts don't do credit card business with those big banks. I'll just write down these items here and send you a bill at the end of the month, the way I do with most folks.
But you don't know me. The woman hadn't so much as requested identification. Mabel waved her hand, dismissing Taylor's concern.
I feel terrible about this,